Hello, it's Thursday, January the 20th. We're in Revelation 7, and we are in a very somber place today, I think, in verses 13 and 14. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to them, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Well, these are references here. This reference is especially to the great tribulation. The only other place that this term is found is in Matthew 24, verse 21. That's what we refer to as the Olivet discourse, where Jesus is in fact speaking about history leading up to the day of judgment. He does it again in Mark 13 and Luke 21, but in Matthew 24:21, this same phrase occurs: the great tribulation. There will be a time of tribulation, such tribulation as has not come about from when a nation was upon the earth until that time. And because there's the definite article, the great tribulation, it's tempting, perhaps for some, to read this as a period of great tribulation before the second coming, so that the end times there will be a great persecution and darkness and so on, a post-trib coming of Jesus and so on. I rather think that this is a reference to the entire history of the world from the time of Christ's resurrection right up until the day of judgment. And the reason for that, at least the reasons Greg Beale gives, is that 21 of the 23 references to tribulation in Paul are references to world history, our own time, John's time, right up until the day of judgment. John has already seen the end time prophecies of Daniel as having already begun. And since there's such a lot of referencing here to the second half of the book of Daniel, there would then be a parallel way of understanding the great tribulation as including persecution that may be happening right now. But notice what he sees. He sees the church as having come through the great tribulation. They've been given white robes. They've washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. And there's the gospel. God is redeeming his people. Christ is redeeming his people. He has shed his blood for us. And we are washed and we are made clean through his blood. A picture of final redemption having come through the great tribulation. He'll bring you through this. These last couple of years feel like a great tribulation in some ways. And God most certainly will bring us through to the very end. A picture then of great joy for those reading Revelation for the very first time, who may have lost some of their family members to the great tribulation, the persecution that came in the first century. But John sees them. He sees them alive, and he sees them clean, and he sees them wearing white robes. Well, we'll look at the rest of chapter 7 next week, but for now, have a wonderful day.